That's right. I'm right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Gracie and I have been out for our morning walk, and now we're back here on the radio, and this morning we have Ted Davidson. He is the emergency coordinator for Greenwood County, and we're here to talk about the American Radio Relay League, which was established in 1914. It's actually the 100th anniversary. How you doing today, Ted?
Real good, Ann. How are you?
I'm excellent. Looks like it's going to be a hot one out there, but so far right now it's pretty nice outside.
Yes, it is.
So what's going on this Saturday?
Okay, well, this Saturday, the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society, which is a local amateur radio club here in Greenwood, we're participating in the 2014 American Radio Relay League Field Day. It's going to be this coming Saturday, June 28th. This year, it'll be at the Northside Baptist Church, which is 409 Northside Drive West in Greenwood. And the field day activities will begin about 8 o'clock a.m. We'll be in the council building, which is the outbuilding that's in the southwest corner of the parking lot at the church there. So very, very easy to find.
And, so what do you, what
like
do, you do with
come
it?
Out at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What do you? What happens with this?
Well, Field Day was established back in 1933, and it was a means of getting radio amateur people together across the country to go out in the field, set up antennas and radios, and practice making contacts with each other. And over the years, it evolved into a program called ARES, which is the Amateur Radio Emergency Services. And this is our drill for the year. It's been held the last full weekend of June every year except World War II, when amateur radio was embargoed.
You know, Ted, though, but why do we need this stuff? I mean, we have cell phones. We have all this instant contact. Why do we still need ham radios?
Well, ham radio always makes it through, similar to your broadcasting, where you have an antenna and a transmitter, and you broadcast out over the airwaves. Anybody with an AM radio can pick your station up. With amateur radio, it's the same thing. We have antennas and transmitters and receivers, and we're able to go directly over the air to another antenna and radio receiver, and we can talk with these people. We can send Morse code. We can do digital stuff now. And it works because cell phones and business band radios and commercial band radios have to go through a thing that's called a switch. So when you're talking on your cell phone, you're not talking directly to the other person on the phone. You're going through a central switch. And sometimes during disasters, these switches go down. So it's impossible to use a cell phone.
So really, ham radios are one of the few ways that communication can be had when everything else has been knocked out.
Yeah, for instance, Joplin, Missouri, that got hit very badly several years ago with a tornado, amateur radio actually got all the information out within the first 24 hours before they brought in portable cell phone sites and brought in some other commercial stuff to get people on the air. So amateur radio. As a matter of fact, in the last seven disasters that we've had here in the nation, amateur radio has been the first line.
Wow. Well, now, how can the public benefit from coming out and seeing what's happening out there?
Well, first of all, if there's people interested in amateur radio, I think right now the last census in the country said there's about 720,000 ham operators in the country. There might be somebody that's interested in becoming a ham operator, and we can explain the licensing operating procedures and what they have to do to get their license to get on the air. But most importantly, on field day, anybody who does not have a license can come talk on the radio and help us.
Oh, that's scary now, Ted. They can come talk on the radio?
Exactly.
And they'll be able to make contacts from anywhere in the world, really, wouldn't they?
Right. Even though this is a national field day, we do make some overseas contacts. And, of course, the reason for that is because if you've gone through the trouble in the field of putting up antennas and checking transmitters and checking wiring and stuff, when you have a contest, that shows how well you're doing. So that's why they have a contest portion of the field day.
Sure. So, and you do have to be licensed. Not everybody can just be on the air, right?
Correct, except for field day. Field day is a good day to come out and, you know, try your hand at it. It might be something you want to do. You might try and decide you don't want to do it. But right now there's a very big interest in amateur radio. It's been growing steadily the last 20 years. And we're fortunate here in town. We do give license tests every 2 months here. And
is it difficult to get your license?
Pardon me now?
Is it difficult to get the license?
No, there's actually three different levels of licensing. The first level is pretty easy. It's just general knowledge of how radio works, and you can get on the air very quickly with that license. Then as you graduate to the second and third level, you get to operate on other radio bands that are not open to the people with the first license step.
Now, I know you're an avid ham radio operator. Why do you enjoy it so much, Ted?
Well, I think it's the fact that once you purchase the equipment and put up your antennas, you're not paying for any airtime. So usually nightly, about after 10 o'clock at night for a couple hours, there's a large group of people here in the United States that likes to talk to people over in Europe, and we do that almost every night. And we find out what's happening in their country and what they're up to as far as their operating conditions, what kind of antennas they use, what kind of transmitters they use. And it's, to me, it's a very, very, very easy hobby to get into, and you can do it rather cheaply, or you can go overboard in it.
Well, you know, I think that is terrific, and you know, in this world of fast communication, it's nice to know that in any situation, the ham radio operator would be able to get through.
Right, amateur radio always gets through.
Yeah. So this event is coming up on Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes until?
Well, right now, the field day nationally is for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
But we'll have the opportunity to operate Saturday from 8 o'clock in the morning until dark.
Okay. And anybody can come out?
Absolutely.
And you'd love for them to come out, I guess.
Right. There might be some amateur radio operators that haven't been active for a while and would like to see what some of the recent radios we're using now and antennas, and it might be good for them, too.
Sure. So come on out there. Now, again, where is this going to be at?
It's at the Northside Baptist Church, which is at 509 Northside Drive West here in Greenwood. Very easy to find, and we're in the council building, which is in the southwest corner of the parking lot at the church. They've been very, very, very cooperative with us this year to be able to use their facilities.
Absolutely. So, and then it said, I was reading over your notes here, it says that at 2 p.m. you're going to start making as many contacts with other field day groups as possible. Points are awarded for each contact and submitted for scoring. So, how does Greenwood stack up in previous years?
Well, in previous years, we've operated at several different categories. It depends upon the number of transmitters that you're using,
mm-hmm,
and the type of power supply you're using. We're going to operate a little bit differently this year. We're just going to run one transceiver, and this will put us in a larger group of people here in South Carolina. But over the years, generally, we finish either third or fourth in the state here. There's several radio clubs here in the state that are much larger than we are, and they'll run 10, 15, 20 operators and really rack up the points. So we're more concerned with the educational part of it,
mm-hmm,
and more concerned with letting people get on the air and talk, and just basically to see if they would like to get into this hobby.
Now, you also have a amateur radio club here in Greenwood.
Right, we do, and we've got last census for that. We actually have 59 members, and in Greenwood, according to the FCC, there's about 140 hams here in town. So we have a large group of local hams, and we have a large group of local hams that help us with the Aries exercise that we're going to do sometime between noon and 1:30, and this is an opportunity for us to test the antennas and transmitters to see if we can get to several other counties here in South Carolina. All of the amateur radio emergency services in South Carolina and in the country are all governed by counties, so we have a good group in our county, and we're going to try to contact a couple other counties during that time.
And is this just for adults, or can kids come out and enjoy this?
Well, actually, the last testing session we had a 9-year-old boy came out and got his first license.
Wow.
And we have women in it. There's all ages. I think the youngest that we've ever tested has been about 9 years old.
Wow, that's terrific. So it would be great to bring the kids out and let them see what this is all about.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's coming up this Saturday. I'll be sure to talk about it some more. I hope you all have a great turnout there, and I hope we rack up the points and
absolutely.
Greenwood comes in first or second.
Well, thank you very much, Ann. It's been a pleasure.
All right. You have a good one, Ted.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. It was Ted Davidson. He is the emergency coordinator for Greenwood County, and they are going to have this event on Saturday. That's this Saturday, June 28th. Can you believe this month is all but gone? I can't either.